yes sir. Day late, dollar short. So pay attention, can you afford? Everyday conversation, decision making, breakdown, point of views, of course. He say, she say, hey. See how we play. Hey. Real life issues, hit the replay. Okay. Debating politics, right. What sport you profit with. Today's world news, food for thought, so come get a plate. Pull up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Daily Dollar Short Podcast. It is your host, Martin. I'm here with my co-host, Marlon. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, bro. How are you?
I am tired, as always.
What else is new with you, besides being tired?
I found a therapist. That's exciting.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great.
He's black and he's in New Orleans.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Black therapist. Black male therapist. Yes.
Mental health matters, brother. I'm proud of you for that.
Unfortunately, we are not joined by our fellow co-host, Justin.
Yeah, he has some obligations with his family, so I appreciate that.
Hey, respect that. Black families, gotta love that.
Yeah, Keith Sweat, we miss you, bro. We miss you. As we call him, Keith Sweat.
So we're joined by some guests today, which is fairly exciting.
Guests, at plural tense.
Like, just to let y'all know, we done talked for like an hour already.
It's all good. There's been good conversations.
Absolutely. So. I'm gonna throw it to you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're joined by Mike Johnson, a.k.a. Ooh. Mike the Omega. AKA CEO of Soulfrat. Let's with his business manager, Orion Prater, owner of iPlan Productions. Say hello.
Hello. How are you?
What's up, man?
What's good, man? Look, we are thrilled to have you here. Absolutely. Marlon's talked about this relentlessly. We just had a great conversation for like the last hour about all kinds of stuff.
But that's dope, though, man. That's good to know the conversation.
You get the measure of a person by the things they talk about, and especially you can tell how passionate they are about it. Definitely. So I can honestly say that I was like, we didn't even need to record. I was just good with the conversation, but no, we're here for a reason.
It was a good conversation to have, though.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, Brother Mike,
go ahead and
tell us about yourself first. Yeah, where are you from, who you are, for people that maybe don't know.
Okay. Originally, I'm from Alabama. You gotta say sweet when you say it.
Sweet
home, Alabama, but not too far from here. Most people don't want me to say it, but you know, home of the Mardi Gras.
You know, we had.
Do you say Roll Tide as well?
We negative.
Okay, all right.
War Eagles.
Okay,
we had this conversation about Mardi Gras.
Don't do that. We're not doing that right now. We're not gonna do that.
I will say
we're not gonna do that. On that road, no.
Another
segment.
Okay.
Another episode. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, from Alabama, man. Went to school, junior college in Mississippi.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to earn a scholarship to Southeastern Louisiana University.
Right. Shout out to the Lions.
Okay, yeah. Line up. Mm-hmm. All my Lion fans. Came down to Hammond and been there ever since. Yeah, I came down in 06 and just haven't left yet, man.
It'll do that to you. Yeah. Louisiana just kind of holds on to you.
Yeah, this is home now.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say Louisiana's home now. Finished, jumped into the workforce, you know, experienced life.
Yeah. Because it does.
Yeah. So it happens.
And, yes.
And it doesn't stop. So, you know, from there, man, you know, to go into Soulfrat, came up with the idea in 2008 before I was even Greek.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to cross those sands as an undergrad. But fast forward to 2017, I was fortunate enough to join the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated out of Hammond, Louisiana, Chi Kappa Kappa chapter, you know, the North Shore. And, you know, once I joined the chapter, man, that thought of Soulfrat just came right back to me. Because before, you know, I was a part of the organization or before I was Greek, whenever I tried to mention the idea of Soulfrat, no Greeks would talk to me.
Nah, they ain't
really.
You're not a part of the brotherhood, brother.
That's surprising.
So they would is like, oh yeah,
that sounds cool. Okay.
They definitely brushed me off. But it was okay. It was understandable. But once I joined, it kind of reignited that fire and that passion for what I saw Soulfrat to be. So from there, I started pitching the idea, the thought of Soulfrat to you know, different people. Still didn't kind of take win. Yep. Life continued to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 2021 or 22, I met Miss Prada in Opulent Productions.
Oriana's fine.
Oh.
Brandy manager.
So definitely, I met her and she was like, you own to something. I see your vision. I like the idea. Let's go with it.
So how'd you guys meet up?
We're both in education. So it was
like an education function, like a Christmas function?
A Christmas function.
Something with the kids, some function.
Okay.
And met her. We kind of realized that we knew some of the same people. I didn't know that she had attended Southeastern and kind of got acquainted, let her know what I was doing, what I wanted. So frat. And yeah, she was like, she kind of gave me that push. She's like, nice. You got to do this. And we just kind of, you know, brainstormed because we knew some of the same people out of my chapter. They wanted us to set up a function for them, which was, what was it that they wanted us to do?
It was Charter Day for ADE at Southeastern.
So we did that. We set up what is now known as Brunching with the Greeks. So we did that, and she was like, we're going to use this to kind of launch the Instagram page.
And that was in Mississippi, right?
Mm-mm.
So
our first one was actually here in New Orleans.
Okay. Okay.
So we kind of used that to really kind of launch the page. And we just been off and running since then.
So what exactly is SoFrat for those who don't know what SoFrat is?
So in short, SoFrat is a unified organization built to serve. Definitely the idea of SoFrat is definitely joining all Greeks, sororities and fraternity, which hence the name, S-O for sorority, F-R-A-T for fraternity, and you get SoFrat. If it's one thing that I know that we all say we believe in, no matter which organization you're in, is service.
Right.
So SoFrat is definitely, you know, our foundation is service, man. Everything that you see that we do as far as the social gatherings, the funds that are generated through those social gatherings will be used to, you know, benefit, you know, the community, give back to the community in whatever manner that we see fit, whether it's a toy drive that we've done before,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a back to school drive, or however, you know, whatever that nonprofit aspect of that community service aspect looks like, that's what SoFrat is. You know, that's what we look to be, that's what we look to do. Of course, there's a bigger picture. You see the fraternities and the sororities, the hopping and strollings that I highlight, but there's definitely a bigger picture behind all that. I just kind of use that, you know, to promote the name, to promote the idea, and to, you know, draw the attention to the name. So, that's SoFrat. In short, kind of.
Hey, I mean, you're using something that is well known, mm-hmm. especially within our community, as a vehicle to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always admirable in the ties to the service aspect of all these organizations is important. You see the organizations throughout community doing different things. So there's no reason why it can't be a unified front as well.
Exactly. And you know, we definitely believe in unity, man. There's power in numbers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everybody do what they do in their respective organization as they should. But it could be amazing to see all of us, you know, not saying we don't do it already, but to see all of us really come together, you know, with one goal in mind to really, you know, put our finger on something that we want to accomplish right. and go through with it. So, yeah.
Especially in our city.
Absolutely.
So it's been the hardest part of running SoFrat. Like, what's been, like, the biggest obstacle you faced so far?
Having people understand what we really are out here doing.
Mm-hmm.
Having people, because on paper, we're not listed as a nonprofit organization. We're a LLC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But all the money that's generated goes towards that service work. So really just getting the name out there and, you know, letting people, you know, having people understand who we are and what we do. I think that's been the hardest part, really, you know, because we're a new organization.
Right.
So people see it.
Mm-hmm.
They think we may be, you know,
like a social group.
A social group.
Yeah, because I can see how where it can be misconstrued. Because you see the merch, you see the social media, you see, you know, what Greek organizations can be known for, which is the parties and the steps and the struts and the lines and all of those things. And it's like, oh, well, he's just bringing all that together in one place.
In one place, right.
Which, I mean, yeah, but that's the function.
That's the function. That's the social gathering.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the first piece
right.
to bringing everybody together. The merch idea.
Talk about it. Talk about
it. So it was never really an idea to do merch.
Right.
The merch was really, again, just to bring traction to the
page. Yes, yeah.
But once we did the photo shoot and the people saw the SoFret name, they saw the different organizations in the photo shoot, our inbox started to blow up. Like, how can we get a shirt? Can I get a shirt? Where can I get a shirt?
Right.
And I'm like, we don't really do shirts, but if you want one, I can just give you one.
Yeah, right.
So maybe the first couple of people, I just gave them out. But when they started coming in and coming in, I'm like, yeah, maybe we got to start, you know, maybe we got to utilize this right here. So, yeah, that's how the merch came about. I'm like, yeah, let's tap into that.
Yeah.
Let's tap into that. Let's start selling the SoFret name. You know what I mean? You know, the more eyes on it, the more people that are wearing it, the more that will see it. And maybe they will get an understanding of exactly what it is we are and exactly what it is we do, because you don't have to be Greek to be a part of SoFret.
Exactly.
So, but
I was going to ask that question too, as the only person that's not Greek in the room.
Oh, you're not the only one that's not Greek?
Oh.
I'm not Greek.
Oh, you're not Greek?
Oh, okay. Shit.
All right, cool. There we go.
I thought we established, but it's okay. Keep going.
I missed that part.
It's okay. Keep going. It's okay.
Y'all were in in-depth conversation.
We did. We were.
It's okay.
We
had a whole
missed that piece. It's fine.
So, no, you don't have to be Greek to be part of SoFret, but out of respect, because I am Greek myself, out of respect for the organization, we asked people who may want to buy some of the merch that you don't buy any Greek thing.
Yeah.
Color SoFret shirt.
Yeah, don't buy the purple and gold or the pink and green or the blue and white or the black and gold.
Yeah.
So I have to be really creative when I make a shirt for myself.
Like, right.
I have to, the other day I had gray and lime green.
Yeah.
Hey, look, because see, I was, in my mind, I was like, a black on black would be kind of fresh.
Yeah, we have one. He has one. I have one.
I have a black on black.
You see, you got different lines. You got different colors.
Yeah, see, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
So, and color combinations, they're vast.
Yes.
So,
but to that point, I'm kind of curious, though, with the logo, it's black and gold, not purple and gold, because you're an Omega. I kind of thought that would be the way to go. So what caused you to go with that logo for SoFret?
So because people don't think it's Omega Sci-Fi.
Okay, I was just curious about that.
Because of what?
So people don't think it's just Omega Sci-Fi?
I got you, okay.
SoFret is not just Omega Sci-Fi. I'm a part of the organization, but SoFret is all Greek. And what's it, if coming to Louisiana, being from Alabama, the Saints are black and gold.
Yeah, that was right. Like, you definitely Saints vibes, but so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we agreed on the color, and I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Black and gold, it worked for me, but yeah, not purple and gold.
I mean, speaking of the whole purple and gold thing and the Omega Sci-Fi, I would say, when you asked the question earlier about a biggest challenge, I would say that has been the biggest challenge, just making sure that the separation of the two.
Absolutely.
Mike likes to make sure that people don't look at SoFret as Omega Sci-Fi.
Correct, yeah.
He's a member of the organization, so just making sure that it's separated, making sure that his, you know, frat brothers, chapter brothers, everything understand that this is Michael Johnson's brand, SoFret, and this is not
Omega Sci-Fi.
Omega Sci-Fi.
Because I know there can be.
So that could be, you know, that could be a challenge. And I think that sometimes people don't see that it's a challenge, but it definitely is, because like his name, his Instagram name is Mike the Omega.
So correct. Yeah.
Mike the Omega. Oh, this is an Omega function per mm-hmm. se. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that that has been the biggest challenge.
Gotcha.
And I know there's a thing with being tied directly to organizations. That's like licensing and all of that stuff too mm-hmm. that you have
making
to do.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because I know Greek organizations are very protective of their image.
Mm-hmm. They are,
and rightfully so.
They are.
And so, you know, I'm sure that's a line y'all have to toe when it comes to that. Like, how far can I push this?
Yeah. Right.
You know, right. without making enemies of the wrong people.
Yeah. Or without someone just coming knock on the door and say, take it.
That right. That part. Because I know bless you, who have gotten like a cease and desist letter before.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got to walk. You can't do that.
Yeah. Hey, so I move cautiously, mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Right.
So, but if it were brought to me like, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
I'm okay with it.
Right.
I'm yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm not out here trying to cause any kind of confusion, but I don't know. And if I don't know, I'm going to continue to move with what I think is okay.
Right.
Until it's brought to my front door. But yeah, you definitely got to be careful. It is some stuff that I know I can't do.
Right.
And I don't do it. But other than that, yeah, I try and be respectful.
So you had, in September, you first started, you had 100 followers. Literally within 10 months, you have 5,000 followers. If I told you that at that time period, you have 5,000 followers, what would you say at that moment?
If you told me that I had 5,000 followers.
That you were going to have 5,000 followers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you how I was going to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what I probably, that's I didn't see it. It took off faster than what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you got someone like Opulent Productions behind you.
Shout out to them.
I see that, you know, anything is possible. It would have never occurred to me that it would go from 100 to 5,000.
7,000, almost 7,500 now. Let's make sure we get our numbers right. Come on now.
Talk about it, bro.
I look at the followers, but
what is that number, Marlon?
Well, I'm looking at it back then, though. Back then. Now it's over. Let me look at it right now.
Let's make sure we have it right.
That's talking about last year, though.
Last year.
I'll give you your flowers.
I didn't think it would happen that fast, mm-hmm. to answer your question. So, but... She's just...
So now it's 7,099.
So...
I was referring to last year, 2023. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah.
And then you got 6,000 this year. So now you're at 7,000 within, what, 3 months?
3 months.
Talk about that, man. It's only growing now.
I guess people are seeing the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hard work.
The hard work. Again, I'm out there morning, noon, and night. I have a regular 8 to 4.
Right.
So everything that you see, if it's not done on the weekends, that's me getting off work, going out there capturing, you know, different social events, different
like probates, stuff like that. Yeah.
Things of that nature. So it's I guess you could actually, this is telltale signs of the work paying off.
Yeah.
Because it ain't easy. It ain't easy because I live in Hammond. Drive in, work 8 to 4, get off work, go do whatever it is I got to do, whatever event, not getting home to 10, 11 o'clock at night.
I do it the next day.
Get up
and
the next
do
day.
It over again.
You can just move to New Orleans at that point.
What's stopping you from New Orleans? What's stopping you now, bro?
I like the city for what it has to offer, but I'm a country boy at heart.
Hey, man, I don't blame you. Not around here.
Not around here.
30 minutes south.
Go
down the road.
And see.
Yeah.
Pastoral.
Yeah.
Hammond is the home base. You know?
And it's comfortable.
It's comfortable, man. Yeah. I can literally leave out my front door and be at Walmart in 2 minutes.
That's
fair. Walmart is 3 minutes from my house, and I live in the city.
You don't live in the city. You live in Marrero.
But it's the city. It's not the country.
It's not the.
You know what?
I get that too. Cause I live in Algiers. I get the same thing.
So I'm five minutes away from Walmart.
I just want to clarify. Someone from the city.
The city.
New Orleans is known as the city to everybody.
And y'all just got y'all Walmarts.
You
saying like New Orleans, like New Orleans East?
New Orleans.
The same thing.
No,
I mean, New Orleans East is not the city, right?
No, I'm talking about New Orleans.
Y'all close a lot of shit, but no.
What you're not going to do is disparage.
I'm not going to do that.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
So this ain't a conversation for me because I'm not
from my man.
All right. I just like the country, man. I like it, absolutely. I like the country, but, you know, New Orleans is so full of
culture.
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm okay with coming down here and being down here all day.
Mm-hmm.
We start talking about the festival. You name it, they got it. New Orleans, I've heard people always refer to it as a melting pot of some of everything.
Gumbo.
Where I come from, you just didn't see a lot of Black functions.
Right.
So when I got here, you know, I can remember times coming to the city just by myself. Mm-hmm. I was so taken back by the amount of Black people that I saw own businesses, that I saw were in suits, that I saw just were Black people of substance. You just didn't get that where I came from.
Right.
So I enjoyed New Orleans for what it has to offer. I enjoy being here. I enjoy, you know, just seeing what it is. I'm still like a kid at heart when I see different things in and around New Orleans, because you could literally go on one block and see several businesses owned by Black people, whereas if you were where I'm from, you probably won't see nobody on anything within the three counties around me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So I asked you earlier about your biggest challenge. As of right now, before we get into the festival, what would say be your biggest accomplishment running so far?
A vision that I had so long ago taking shape. The fact that when I go out in public, people may not know my name, but they know Sofrat.
Right. You
the So Fret guy.
Yeah.
I got a name. But,
Mike Omega, goddammit.
Yeah,
yeah. We getting that. Brand recognition is working.
It's working. Exactly. So, I think that's my biggest accomplishment to this point is people recognizing the name, recognizing the brand. Because it's touching.
Absolutely.
Even at my age, it means a lot to me when somebody can say, hey, I know that brand, or mm-hmm. hey, I know that name.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it, I went to AGP. And of course, people know I'm a wear a Sofrat shirt just about everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And to bump into people from all the way in Atlanta that's not even from Atlanta. I don't think the people I met were even from Atlanta. I guarantee
nobody's from Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
Everybody just go to AGP.
Yeah.
Everybody goes there.
Wait, what's AGP?
Atlanta Greek Picnic.
Yeah.
So for those of us who are not Greek, I did not know what the acronym
was. Okay, I just broke it down to you. You goddamn GDI. Go ahead.
Individual.
Look, I just want a shirt. That's all.
Black and white.
Go GDI. Ahead. All right. Dead.
So yeah, even out. This guy.
My look, we just said Atlanta Picnic. You should have said AGP. Yeah, but go ahead.
Out there, and I ran into people who say, "Hey, I followed that on Instagram. Hey, I saw that on social media." Mm-hmm. Man. So yeah, you know, just that's, I think as of right now, that would be one of my biggest accomplishments. The people just recognizing and knowing. Of being familiar with the name Sofrat.
So why are you laughing so much? Because you're getting a kick out of this now.
No, I'm laughing because of, you know, what he says, like when people say, oh, I know Sofrat, or mm-hmm. I'm laughing because I have people who I'll just pass a flyer to, and mm-hmm. they'll take the flyer, and then I say, give me your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get you to follow us. And right. then when I get their phone, they actually already follow us.
They already
us.
Following us for it.
And they say, I was going to let you see it when you was going to see it when you got the phone. It's like, so it's people are actually following. Those mm-hmm. numbers are genuine. Like, they're right. real followers. And I find that out when I try to tell people, open your page. I want you to follow. And they're already following. So it's good to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah, we followed Paige for quite a minute. I saw Martin follow Paige a long time ago, too. It just felt just organic to follow your page. It's just yeah. so fresh. Like, why not?
And I try to. Everything is authentic. Yeah. I ain't got no camera crew behind me. I ain't yeah. got no
yeah.
full team behind me.
In due time. In due time.
In
yeah.
due time. So everything you see, the videos... is an iPhone. People who are more into
shouts out to Productions for doing that.
Yeah, she put the
on TikTok together. As well. Yes, yeah. I be paying attention.
And she puts it out there. I go out there. I do the legwork. Send it over to Opulent Productions. And next thing you know, we got a nice little video up and going, man. So it's been working.
Yeah,
it's been working. So my mom always said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No yeah.
You can only get better from here, man.
And I think to piggyback off what Marlon was saying, as far as like following the page, if you, we had this conversation earlier about, I didn't know like half a dozen people in my family were Greek until I was in college. Mm-hmm. Like it's hard to, depending on the circles you travel in or mm-hmm. who your family is, they had a lot of people that's Greek that you just don't know they're Greek.
No.
You know, whether it's an activity thing or whether they're active or not or whether they're involved. Mm-hmm. But I look back now and I was like, and I mentioned this earlier, I was like, my aunt's a Delta, uncle's an Omega, cousin's a Kappa, other cousins who are Alpha and AKA. And I'm just like, you see the time that they put in. Mm-hmm. And it's not always with letters on, but you see what they got from or what they learned from the organization and how that became added to who they were as people.
Exactly.
So when you're also taking what you got from being a member of Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated mm-hmm. and then bringing that through this brand you've created, mm-hmm. you're creating something that people can resonate with.
Definitely.
You know, and I think the service part that we had the conversation about, it was just like, that's what, like the parties are great. We all went to Greek parties.
We did.
They're it's still
fun.
Great.
It's fun.
It's fun. Times. I remember going to step
Many
shows.
Ago.
Yeah.
Look, I've been to a number of step shows and the step shows were always amazing. You know, whether it was just like a local step show at a college or even going to a regional step show or whatever. And it's like, that's the fun part of it.
That's the fun part.
But I also remember, you know, when people I knew who were members of different organizations like, oh yeah, we're cooking hot food and giving it out to a low income neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or we're, you know, just doing whatever, just being right. of service.
Of service. And
or they're having that party and your payment is a canned good because they're going to give it
yeah.
to exactly.
You know, yeah, we're can exactly. all the so can drives, service, clothing drives, jacket stuff. Drives, toy yeah. drives, whatever.
Some form of giving back, mm-hmm. some form of service, you know. All organizations believe mm-hmm. in service. As well as SOFRAT. We definitely believe in service. We definitely believe in lifting as we climb.
Man. Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, it's my niche, my way, you know, my own way.
Right.
SOFRAT is just my own way. It was just, like I said, I can't say it enough. Like, it was just my dream, my vision, you know, outside of my respective organization. What can I do to help bring, you know, more to my organization,
right.
you know. So, yeah. yeah.
But talk about that, being a person, step out of your comfort zone as a CEO of SOFRAT. You were asked to host the Black Family Reunion at Southeastern. And you had a Steve Harvey moment, as you would say. Just talk about that experience.
Oh, you talking about in the midst of it or leading up
Let's
to
talk about all of that.
Let me tell you something. So... like sitting here talking to y'all, I'm terrified right now, to be honest.
Be doing a good job though.
I think the 1 hour conversation prior to helped
it,
out.
It did
yeah.
help, it did
and, help. And the crown apple maybe slightly maybe slightly but go ahead.
Yeah, look, you know, we like but so I was the NPAC at Southeastern reached out to me And they was like, hey, we want you to come host this event. I think probably when I first saw the message, I ignored it because I'm like, they tripping it. They think I'm finna get in front of all
you
these.
You see the message? Are you gonna answer?
I'm like, no. In my head, I'm thinking like, no, I ain't finna come get in front of nobody. But
yeah.
Of course, one of my frat brothers who works closely with the NPHC. There at Southeastern.
And that's your school, man. That's your school.
That's my school. Yeah. He called me. He's like, hey, they want to get in touch with you. They want to know if you would host the NPHC. I'm like, man, I'm not doing that. He's like, do I got to get up in front of people? He was like, well, yeah.
You're hosting people. Yeah, you got to get in front of them for everybody.
I'm like, I don't know about all that. But of course, after talking to Orion, after careful deliberation,
Was it a lecture?
it was definitely a lecture.
Okay. Like,
you should do it. It's good for you. You need the experience. You know the people. They know you. Go for it. It took a lot because my first thought, I can promise you, I probably still got it in my notes in my draft of me sending a message back telling them, unfortunately, I thank you for the opportunity, but I can't do it. I was only going to be sending that because I was nervous. I'm just
of course.
I'm a people's person. I think I am. I'm not a real talker, especially when it comes to, it don't have to be a crowd. It's just sitting here talking to you two. I kind of get nervous just because it's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, Southeastern's NPHC for that opportunity because it made me come out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
With running a business, with running an organization, I'm now better understanding the fact that I'm not going to always be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I got to eventually come out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
I got to talk more. I got to be seen more. I got to interact more. Because if it was really up to me, I would do all the physical work and let Orion do all the talking. But
she's like, no,
she's not letting me. She's like, this is your baby.
Yeah.
This is your idea.
And I don't have a problem with doing it, but he needs to do it.
So yeah, man. And she told y'all I got here an hour early. It was for a reason. Cause I had to see it. I had to envision it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get the nerves out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it's just my way of, you know, trying to make myself better at, you know, not being in my comfort zone, getting out of my comfort zone and doing these type of interviews, these podcasts and things of that nature, just preparing myself for what I know so Fred is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts now. This is Absolutely. The groundwork. This is the beginning. This is the building stage. So I'm thankful to you guys for even allowing me this opportunity to come on you guys' podcast and have this conversation.
Yeah. Nah, man, thank you for that. Because even for me, doing this for 4 years now with my bro right here, I get nervous too. Like, just...
Seriously?
Absolutely. Yeah. Having this conversation with people, like, I'd be like, you know, make sure that we get the good content out, make sure that we represent them the right way it should be. Even when we had our first really big guest, we had Edward Buckles on.
Okay.
And I know him for a long time. Like, okay. That's my bro. Like, I've known him for years. And then we interviewed him. Like, I was, like, nervous as fuck.
Right.
Like,
you want to make sure that you say the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to be so great. But realizing, you know what? Comfort zone. I get out of it. And talking to you, bro, like, I appreciate you telling me that because I kind of just resonated with what you were saying. So right. You saying that, I appreciate that.
And I thank y'all for making me comfortable.
Yeah.
Because it helped.
I mean, 30 minutes before the Black family reunion at Southeastern, he still had his index cards in his hand.
I think I was about to leave.
I got my keys, too.
Get the car ready.
And trust me, my car ain't never far away. Like, hey. Y'all gonna be Mike is gone. So, but yeah, man. So it's working. It's I won't say it's easy.
Ain't gonna be easy.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
It'll never be easy.
So, but
if at any point it gets easy, you need to do something different.
I need to do something different.
That's it. Yeah.
You took a shot before you went on stage, or you just went up there with the confidence?
No, I didn't take a shot then, but I probably could have took a whole lot more. I probably could have, but I did. Nervous.
Nah, nervous. You did very good though, Quentin Orion. You did a very good job, so you should be proud of yourself.
Prepare me. So thank you.
So let's talk about the festival, man. So how that came about, how the idea of a festival coming together and just getting the sponsors, getting the vendors, how that all come about?
So the idea of the festival, unity. It's a simple word, but to me, it means a lot. Said earlier, man, it's power in numbers. If we could get everybody under the same roof, the same idea, same vision, or either just believing in the idea close enough to want to be a part.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how it came about. Me, the dream of really seeing undergrads, grads, as well as individuals all together.
Look,
why you laugh?
I'm sorry. It's a foul. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Keep going.
So Fred is a unified organization.
It welcomes
all. Look, that we said individuals. My bad. I apologize. I'm so sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, man. I'm like, New Orleans have, if you name it, they got a festival for it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Every damn thing.
Everything. I'm like, I used to
Carfish Festival, people, Chicken Festival, chicken, yeah, you can name
festival,
it.
Shrimp Festival,
Alligator Festival.
Alligator banging. Look, so, that fried alligator go hard.
So, another alligator,
yeah,
but go
ahead. You fucked on
that room. Yes, huh? Look.
Hey, all of alligators. You know what I mean?
Look, we don't. You from the country? You done ate squirrel before, huh?
Squirrel,
raccoon,
coon.
No, I don't even know
squirrel,
raccoon.
Coon.
That's what I'm saying. Raccoon. I never had rabbit, raccoon, but had raccoon.
Rabbit go hard.
Rabbit stew.
Yes, come indeed, on, man.
We didn't eat
alligator though. So I.
Well, y'all didn't have alligators in Alabama.
Yeah,
though.
You ain't seen none. No, not one.
Yeah, rabbit.
Yeah.
Rabbit. Yeah, it tastes just like chicken.
Rabbit's great. Rabbit, squirrel,
frog legs.
I don't eat frog.
Me neither. I don't have that either.
That's one of the biggest lies.
I remember that, like, cooking in, like, the gravy and stuff.
Oh, it's amazing.
The gravy off of it.
Yes.
But frog I haven't legs? Had the actual amazing. Frog legs.
No. Amazing. They lie and say it tastes like chicken? That's a lie.
It don't taste like chicken. It got to be cooked properly.
So I thought everything, like, roadkill, like, everybody in Alabama, Mississippi, they eat. Like,
why do people think that?
Because I know some people that do that. Like, I was just kind of like.
What, eat roadkill?
Yes, like raccoon,
that's
alligator.
Not roadkill. No, okay.
You hit it in the road, that's roadkill.
Because down here, they only see that when they hit it in the street.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
No, you hunt them. You don't grab it off
you
the side of the road.
You are driving interstate. You hit like a raccoon.
And
oh,
you don't just get out I'm going to come like, grab it.
No, that's not how that works.
No.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I'm not.
That is the most city person statement I've ever heard in my life.
No. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
And those are like different. Like I know breed is not the term, but that's like you're not just gonna hit one in the street and just go eat it.
Yeah, because see,
so
I'm about to.
I got people in Baton Rouge and Gosmer, they do that. And I just, it's weird, but I don't agree with it, but I've heard stories.
I ain't never seen nobody pull nothing off the side of the road. Like, oh, we got dinner tonight.
Yep. Hey. In that language, too, but go ahead. My bad.
They're probably of a paler persuasion.
I don't agree with it. Yeah. I do not agree with it, but
yeah,
okay. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I'm not one of the country folks that eat the roadkill, but yeah, the festival.
Back to the point.
Not roadkill, but go ahead.
Yeah, man, just, you know, it came about, man, just me always envisioning, you know,
Greeks
and individuals, grad chapter, undergrad, all under one roof. I come from a time, you know, so the first idea of all Greeks being together to me, the first time seeing Greeks all together in masses was the event Q Delta in Hattiesburg. This went on around the time, y'all might be a little too young. So it
Girl, Q Delta like
used to be going on,
now.
Used to be back in like between like 02.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 2002
to like
all the way to 2013.
13. It used to be a humongous Greek festival, picnic festival, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
in Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was like, man, that's big. So during my time in college, again, I didn't go undergrad. I eventually went grad, you know, SoFret, the name, the idea came up, and I'm like, hey, I want to use SoFret as, you know, a nonprofit organization, a service organization, bringing all the Greeks together.
Yeah.
So that's really how the idea of the festival came about. You know, reaching back to something I seen a long time ago, to starting it in 2022, to bringing it to life.
And just, you know, feeling like New Orleans haven't had anything like that. To the masses.
That's true. That's very true. Yes. Yes, that's very true.
And again, like I said, they got festivals for everything. Why not have a Greek festival?
Absolutely.
Because I can say, like, I don't ever recall there being a Greek festival.
There's not.
In New Orleans?
There's not.
Like, I know organizations will have their own things.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
You got to be either a part of the organization or... Right.
To know that.
I mean, you got homecomings. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's
similar, yeah.
What you're doing in the festival, that's great, bro. Like, to have everybody under one umbrella come out, that is a dope event.
Yeah, and I want people to fully understand that you don't have to be Greek to come out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to just be undergrad. You don't have to just be great. It's for any and everybody. It's New Orleans culture mixed with Greek life. It's a festival. You go to festival, the age range varies from young to old. Mm-hmm. That's what I want this to be. I really can envision and seeing the SoFret Festival being one of those festivals that are everlasting.
Yeah.
Just like all the other festivals. Because two things ain't leaving the city. Greeks and festivals.
Yeah.
So
especially festivals.
So why not have it as a staple in the community?
Yeah.
Knowing and understanding that, you know, the bigger reason mm-hmm. behind hosting the festival is to generate those funds to be able to do the nonprofit work that SoFret is really built on, or trying to be built on. Not mm-hmm. trying. We are being built on it. And what we look forward to doing in the future.
I also see it as a opportunity because, I mean, let's be honest. If, like you say, it took for you to go to college for you to actually know your family was Greek, you had Greek members in your family. The truth behind it is a lot of our Black and brown kids don't know about Greek organizations until they get to college. And so, or they get to college and... they say, I want to, mom, I'm submitting an application to be a member of this organization and I need this, you know, whatever, whatever. And their parents are like, what? What you doing?
Yeah.
So just bringing that into the city for others to see,
mm-hmm.
for others to be introduced to it, for others to set their minds to it, whether it's a grown adult that might tell their children, girl, I saw, da 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 da, you should look into it.
Right.
Or for it to be the younger kids that might be fresh out of high school, not knowing if they want to go to college,
mm-hmm.
see something like this, see the Greek organizations doing positive things, and then some people actually want to go to college just so they can become,
yes,
you know, members of some of these organizations. So it's a way to introduce our city to stuff that not everyone has that access to.
But how do you encourage those who are in college, who are not part of the Greek organizations, say, hey, come out. Don't be intimidated by it. Because some might say, oh, I'm not an alpha. Mm-hmm. I'm not an omega. I'm not a sigma.
Right.
Iota. How can you encourage these people to come out there to support the festival?
Our small community events that we do have mm-hmm. outside of the festival.
And I met a lot of people in college who were from smaller towns mm-hmm. where I would say Greek organizations had a larger footprint than New Orleans
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. they would have like the junior organizations mm-hmm. or something like, oh, I did this in high school, like junior alphas or whatever it was.
Right.
Or,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
junior
yeah,
AKAs, whatever
right.
it was.
Right. Right.
I know
right.
you're
talking
about.
And I like never heard of that before. But I, matter of fact, I got a friend of mine who, she's an SG Row.
Mm-hmm.
And she would tell me, you know, and one of my best friends, she tells me all the time, you know, oh yeah, well, when I was in like middle school or high school, they had this and they would come out here and AKA's this and Delta's this and, you right. know, exposed to it very early on.
Right. And that unfortunately, I was never exposed to it, mm-hmm. but hopefully SoFret can really can be that introduction. So if we're able to tap into these schools, mm-hmm. whether high school, elementary schools, and bring some of these organizations into the schools and let them get introduced to the kid, we're definitely open to it. Volunteers mm-hmm. from these organizations, if we could somehow make some type of connection to where we could both work together to get into these schools to introduce these kids to Greek life, we're definitely open and willing to do that. That's one of our goals. We want to.
Yeah, I had a buddy that was a member of like a step team in high school.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I forget who he said it was ran by. It was either Alphas or Omegas. And it was like, you know, we had a step team. Like, we was
trying to catch them young.
Look, scooping them up, freshman, 14 years old in high school. Cuz already, you know, stepping, kicking, all of it.
All that kind of
and
stuff.
He knew by junior year.
What he wanted.
Look, in there like swimwear. Cuz would not be dissuaded.
But that just goes to show you the impact, you know, that it has on mm-hmm. kids mm-hmm. at such a young age.
And then you're teaching them the values.
And it teaches
service.
Them the values. You know, and it gives them probably a reason. Some of them may want that reason, to go to college. Mm-hmm. Whereas if some of them like, hey, ain't that not really want to do? Understanding that, you know, education is definitely should be your main focus.
Yeah.
But kids these days mm-hmm. won't. A little extra.
Really? Yeah, definitely.
Something
yeah.
different. Mm-hmm. And they hear about going to school, getting an education. Well, hey, check out this organization. Look at the amazing things, whether it's an Alpha, whether it's a Kappa, whether it's an Iota, whether it's an Omega. Look at, you pick which one you want to do. They all do amazing things.
Right.
You choose. And going to college is like that first step to you really deciding what it is that you want to do.
And I think so often you hear from kids who get caught up in negative aspects of life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were they looking for? Family, mm-hmm. brotherhood, camaraderie, mm-hmm. something to that extent. Mm-hmm. And to offer a positive alternative to that is big.
It's big.
And I think it's genuinely like a vacuum we have in the community.
Because the one thing I think kids look at some, not Greek organizations, just organizations in general, and be like, oh, that's boring.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give them any real, you know, sense of excitement. Well, Greek organization going to give you a sense of excitement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we also, again, we have that service piece. We have
absolutely.
Yeah.
You can have your fun. You could do all this. You could be, quote, unquote, out.
Outside.
Yeah. Outside.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the work behind all that.
Correct.
And we have very, like, I know just growing up here, like, I know people that were in, like, Junior Zulu mm-hmm. and other organizations like that. But there's so few and far in between. I'm not going to say it's, like, gatekept, but you had, from my memories of it, you had to have a connection to that.
Yeah, know somebody.
Yeah.
I don't think with Greek you have to. I didn't know anybody.
Right.
I didn't know anybody. Nobody in my family that I know of was Greek. I was the first.
Mm-hmm.
With open arms, they welcomed me. Again, I went grad chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated college, got linked up after college with some grad chapter bros, and they really just took me under their wing the entire time. Now, I met them my first year out of college, like 2007,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They kept me under their wing literally into 2017.
Nice.
And I was like, why not?
Right.
I mean, they didn't shun me.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't push me to the side. Anything that was going on, like, Mike, are you available? Are you willing? Come out. Woot, woot, woot. And yeah, they gave me that sense of family away from family because I didn't have nobody here. I came down here with another teammate, one of my best friends, and besides him, the frat was the only other family I had down here. So, yeah.
So, the festival is April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still looking for vendors and sponsors and all that good stuff?
We are still accepting both.
Okay.
Very limited with the vendor piece. We have a plethora of jewelry vendors and craft vendors, but we're still looking for some others. You know, people, I mean, everybody has a business these days.
Absolutely.
Such a great thing. So we're looking for some unique vendors.
Talk about it.
I mean, an author, someone who may be selling books, someone who write books, maybe some artists, paintings, you know, stuff like that. We have some vendors that do the jewelry, that do the beads, that do paraphernalia. We have paddle vendors.
I've seen candles too.
We have candles. Yes, you know, stuff like that. So yeah.
Body rubs.
Yeah. Beard growth stuff.
Anything for the hair.
We have a vendor coming from California. We have a vendor coming from New Jersey. We have two vendors from Texas. I mean, we have, you name it, we got it. I'm trying to think of a vendor that you wouldn't typically see at your traditional pop-up shop, per se. We have food trucks. Y'all say festivals is what we do in New Orleans, and we have all of the food from your dips to your hot sausage to your shrimp po' boys
and
to
the
snowballs.
I was surprised at being a first year festival, the amount of vendors.
We received over 100 submissions.
Oh, wow.
So kudos to the vendors in and around the city, near and far.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's great.
For their support in itself.
I mean, we literally had to turn some down. Like, I wouldn't want to have 15 of the same vendors. So it's like, you know, you had to tell people, I'm sorry, that particular category is filled.
Yeah.
So I mean, even with getting over it was a lot. It was massive. Michael was like, no way. Like one day he literally said, Orion, send me the list because I don't believe you. Like, it was I think it was new to him. Marlon, you know that I've been, you know, doing this with vendors for a long time. So just I knew it. I was like, watch when we put this out, this is going to be something. And he was like, no way.
Talk about that. The fact that, yeah, all these people reach out to you and say, hey, we're going to be part of this Sofrag festival. It's like, just talk about that feeling of, damn, we really doing something here.
You know, behind closed doors.
Talk about it.
Probably beat myself on the chest.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
God damn it. Yeah. God damn it. Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, in the public eye, it was like, a sense of
accomplishment. Yeah,
definitely a sense of accomplishment. I was just taken back. I it don't take much to make me feel appreciated. It don't take much to, you know, really get me excited about, you know, something that I've done. But the vendors reaching out in that sense, it just really, you know, it was really touching. Trying to sound like a man.
Men could be emotional too, bro.
Nah, we cried, bro. We cried.
So yeah, man, it made me feel like, yeah, because again, I harp about where I'm from. It ain't meaning to do or come out where I'm from.
Yeah,
and you know. And do something to this magnitude. And if there is, they don't speak about it in my town or my community where I'm from. So to see that this is even possible for me, I'm excited. You know what I mean? It was just heartwarming for it to be able to take shape, take form. And then for New Orleans itself to welcome me.
Right.
Because listen here, if you're not from here, they'll let you know that you're not from here. But it's been an open arm to me, man. And I thank them.
We have a tendency to be very New Orleans.
Indeed.
But at the same time, you know, we will embrace someone that is willing to add to the fabric of what we are as a city.
Right.
And I think, when you talk about, you ought to start turning people away, that's the vision being manifest at that point.
Right.
Because you said, I had this vision back in 08. And look what it's grown to now.
08.
And now you're in this city that you're not from.
That I'm not from.
That, you know, you don't have any real personal ties here.
Nope.
And yet you've taken what you've built. You've created something that's brought people together.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're using that to add to the fabric of what New Orleans is.
And definitely.
We as a city, like, I know I can speak for people from New Orleans because I'm from here. I grew up out in the East. I grew up uptown. I went to school uptown. Like, I caught the bus throughout the city. I went to the plaza and all that. Like, this home. It's home. Like, I remember people not being from here but adding to here.
Mm.
And there's always room for somebody like that, you know. I will always say the table is big enough for everybody to eat.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You know, when you're not trying to take from other people.
I understand.
You know, and
I'm trying to be all inclusive.
And that's it. That's it. It's big enough for everybody to get a piece.
It's mm-hmm. big enough for everybody to get a piece. As long as, you know, my heart is pure to this, man.
You got the right heart for it. You can tell because you can see the emotions coming through.
Right.
You could see the proof is always in the response.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was selfish or malicious or, you know, with an intent to take from the community, it would get to a point it would die.
Right.
And that's just what happens in a city. Like, you know, I grew up working in restaurants. You're not going to survive if you're not doing it right.
If you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, restaurants open and close all the time.
Yeah.
Every day.
But if you treat the people right, if what you're putting out is good, we will embrace you.
And they definitely have. Because, you know, what I didn't want, again, what Orion spoke on is for people to think, because I'm an Omega, this is only going to be about Omega.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm embracing everybody.
Right.
I don't care what the next person may think of or anything of that nature. I'm taking in everybody. That's just me. It takes a community.
Yeah.
It takes all of us to make this work.
Man. Takes a village.
It takes a village. It definitely takes a village. And if we stand behind each other, put our best foot forward, we could accomplish a lot more.
So a final question would be is in 2 years, well, in June will be 2 years of Soul Frat. Got anything planned for a 2 year anniversary? Or is that to be determined?
Let's see how April
20th. Soul Frat, that's what those first. I got you. I get it. Yeah.
2 years will hopefully be on our third festival. But it's a bigger picture. I told y'all earlier off record. I'm gonna ruffle some feathers. I'm gonna shake some trees.
That's how you gotta do it in the business world, bro.
Sometimes you gotta do it.
You gotta do it to stand out.
And I'm driven. It's been a lot of obstacles.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
Absolutely.
You think so?
I tell them that all. Look,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Man.
Anytime you're doing something right from a right place and a right heart, people will get in your way. And that's the unfortunate reality of the world we live in.
Goodness.
And it's what it is, because you would think, I'm doing this from a right place, with a right heart, for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You would want to work with me, not oppose me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I told you earlier, if people want to profit off these things.
Yeah. Mm.
And
if it wasn't their idea.
Right. They gonna want a piece of it.
But I'll be honest, so Fred may look like it ain't no money in this.
Yeah.
Not yet. But see, that's the thing. Not yet.
Not yet.
In due time.
I mean, look, you went from
100 followers
to 7,500 plus?
Almost 71.
Almost 71? Yeah. Okay, so over 7,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
7,099.
There you go.
So you're close to 7,100.
So
we need that one follower so we can get that 7,100.
You're close
y'all,
to
y'all,
it.
Y'all hit us.
We need one goddamn follower.
But people see that.
Right.
You got people clocking what you're doing right now, and you don't even know it.
Right.
That's what they tell me.
You're getting pushback right now, so clearly you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
What the church folks say when you're doing right, devil is at his busiest.
Like, okay. I'm not the one to ask about what the church folks say. Because I ain't about to give credit where credit ain't due. Because guess what? You got regular folk. You ain't got to worry about the devil. You got enough regular people trying to work
that's
against
what I'm
you.
Saying. And that's what I try to remind him of every single day. At the end of the, like, there is 1,000 people is waiting for you to fall.
Yeah.
But there's thousands of people waiting for you to succeed.
Yeah.
It's what you want to give them.
Because I can tell you right now, they got 100 people, if not more, out there saying, well, I had an idea like that too, and they ain't do the damn thing about it.
That part.
ain't do nothing about it, so shut up.
So be quiet. Man.
That's it. Sit down, shut up. Support.
Support, that's it.
People forget that support comes in so many different forms.
Yes.
People think, you know, even college kids, they feel like, I'm broke. I got to wait for my refund check, so I can't come to your event because I'm broke.
Right.
Share it.
Right.
Tell your roommate.
That part.
Your roommate might have your $10 and say, come on, girl, let's go to this festival together.
Right.
You know? So it's like people just tend to forget exactly what support looks like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Liking, sharing, reposting, mm-hmm. talking about it, letting, you know, man, what you need? Can I offer my help?
Can I volunteer?
Can I volunteer? Right. Absolutely. Definitely looking for volunteers for the festival. Is anybody looking for any, you know,
community service out there for our college kids.
And high school kids. A lot of these high schools,
they
require community service hours to graduate. Or if you're trying to get scholarships, they require community service hours.
Yes.
And we're definitely a platform for you to be able to earn those hours.
Yes. So it's just, you know,
and then it's not like you're just going to be working free. One, you get the community service hours. Then you get to probably participate in the event as well.
You get to enjoy.
Yeah.
Entertainment. Yeah.
And then, look, you might see some bruh stepping. You might see some Kappa shimmying.
Yeah.
You know, AKAs, Deltas out there. Look, I'll never forget. I'm going to throw this out here. I occasionally scroll TikTok from time to time, right?
Okay. Occasionally?
Shut up.
Okay.
You know, I be having time sometimes.
Oh, I know you have time.
So
we're going.
I was watching a video and it was a line of AKAs. Now, I've been to many a line. I've seen them. They got some bad ones out there, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
And I'll never forget. I'm watching the video. I'm like, they getting it. Like they out there. And Shawty was out there with Fly, had the little shorts on, shirt, had the fresh bob out there. She was bad as all get out. And in the crowd, you saw a young brother, and it was like his life got changed. Cole was pledging. Cole pledging next week. Cole was getting online.
I need to be a part of this, however it may be.
Look,
I need
Cole head was locked in. I was like, that's what happened, dog.
That's
you
what
go
happened.
To that first step show, and you.
That's what got me. That's what got me. It was a party, but.
I mean,
when I saw it, I was like, "Yeah, I got to be a part of this somehow, some way."
Look, that's what happened.
Yeah, man.
And then you learn about the service part, and you learn about the brotherhood part, and sisterhood part, and all those different things.
Because you don't fully understand it until you are a part of it. Of course, you have to read up on it, study, learn what you're getting a part of, but you only don't fully know until you're a part of it. It's because I will say this: at a point in my life when I was down and out. Because of the organization that I was a part of, mm-hmm. another brother who didn't know me reached out and said, Mike, I got a job for you.
Right.
Are you willing to do it?
Yeah.
And of course, I was like, yes. So, yeah. So it has its benefits. Of course, it has its benefits. Look how long every organization has been around. So mm-hmm. It's definitely worth
not
it.
Ever. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, man. So,
yeah. That's what's up, man. I mean, honestly, I want to say, first off, thank you for being here.
Thank you for
stepping out your comfort zone.
Because I'm out of it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. Like, you know, when we started this, it was like I was thinking about doing it. He was thinking about doing it. We was just talking one day. What you think about doing it? I was like, dog, I had the same idea. How are we going to do it?
I remember me coming to the first podcast
in
someone's living room.
Yeah, with mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you can tell me you've been around that long.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it just, you know, and now here we are.
I'm sitting up watching y'all on the podcast, on the different videos. I'm like, they got more nerves than me because I ain't finna be sitting up there talking. I don't know how y'all do it, man. And then it again, it's
alcohol a little bit, but a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit.
The way y'all flow through it, I guess. The same way
you have love for Sofrat.
That's
it.
Makes sense.
That's it. You know, we just, you know, that's it. When you find something that you love, okay, it becomes easier.
It comes easy.
Yeah, there's still anxiety about it. Like, it don't get easy.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, it's like, what am I willing to do for it? You willing to put in the legwork?
I'm different.
Yeah. You willing to be out there? You willing to be creative and think about things outside the box and put a festival together and merch together and branding together?
God damn it, keep going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
not
the
list. Bring it up.
Not look at
boys because I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, I mean, do we ever?
We don't, man.
But here we are.
And
now Mike the Omega is Mike Johnson, CEO.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I mean, are you not?
I mean
technically right, you then are a CEO. You have LLC, so you are you him.
You know,
you him. You him.
What they say, not
standing
on business.
That's it. I mean,
I don't know where it started from, standing on business. I never.
Check your paper. Your paperwork legit, bro.
It is. I appreciate it. Oh, hey, I'm saying that we might have to create a space for y'all to come do a podcast.
Dog, we here.
At the festival, though. We dog. Live in
say
the-
less.
We here. We live.
Say less. Say less.
This equipment could come out?
Fuck yes.
Right. It's portable. It travel.
It's portable. Right.
Travel.
It's portable. Yeah.
Look. You just tell me when and where.
Man, hey.
You know where. You don't know where?
Crescent Park.
We know now.
Oh, all right.
Crescent Park. I don't know what's up.
I'm just making 12 sure.
12 to 7. Crescent Park. I got you. But
come through.
It's a platform for all of us. Like I said, the more people, the better.
Yeah.
Because it's a vision. It's a dream. It's just starting to take shape. It's only beginning.
Hey, you know what? That's it right there.
Yeah, Mike. I appreciate you coming through, bro.
Right there.
Yeah, Mike. Thank you, man, for coming through. And Orion, thank you for coming through. You didn't want to speak, but you did a good job.
She spoke a lot. Like, spoke I wouldn't gonna say nothing.
I did, huh? I said I wasn't gonna say anything.
Yeah,
but probably
I was gonna say hi.
But I guess that's what branding managers do, right?
You had to speak.
Okay.
So thank you. But yeah, Mike, appreciate you. Orion, appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to continue watching your brand grow. Watching the service part of it, the change you want to impact in our community.
The team expand too.
Yeah. And then, you know, continuing to support and looking forward to however we can support and be a part of it in the future. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It's not even a question.
Definitely. Hey, I like how that sounds. We're gonna talk some more.
Hey, absolutely. we're exchange. You know where it is.
Because we cannot have another hour conversation after that.
Oh, we know.
Right?
I mean, we could. I can talk.
We could, but nah, that's it. And thank y'all for coming through. Appreciate y'all.
Till next time.
Thank you.
And that's another episode. Give us a like and follow on Facebook and Instagram at Day Late Dollar Show Podcast. And listen to us wherever you listen to your podcasts on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more.